Ever thought about getting a degree in martial arts? Let's talk about it today.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation, to the ATA Nation podcast. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am thrilled to be back with you today. Last episode, we had a lot of great audio clips from you, ATA Nation, talking about goals, what goals you have. We're going to be featuring a couple of more of those in the next episode. But today, I just finished recording an interview with Senior Master Instructor Dr. Demetrius Hill, and he has created, and with other people, created an associate's degree that you can get in martial arts, specifically Songam Taekwondo, to help you become an amazing instructor, a future school owner. This program is so cool. I'm a little jealous that it wasn't around when I was young. You know, I could still jump in and do it now. And some of you might want to do that. So today's episode is going to be dedicated to that interview because he's got such great information, and it's a program that you might want to look at setting a goal to be a part of. As we talk this month about goals, an important part of our goal setting should be our education, and this can be formal education, it can be informal education. We know that leaders are people who continue to grow, they have a growth mindset, they're continuing to educate themselves through reading books, through taking courses, through listening to awesome podcasts like this one. So we want to really focus in today on this interview with Senior Master Hill, because he's got such a neat program that's partnered with ATA headquarters to continue furthering our education for our future instructors and school owners. So let's get to it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Senior Master Instructor Dr. Demetrius Hill. How are you today, sir?
I am great, sir. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, I was looking over your bio this morning, and you are a very educated man. You have a bunch of degrees. You've been in school a bunch, and you work for a school. Can you give us a little bit of your, first of all, your educational background, and then we'll talk about your martial arts background as well.
Sure. So educational background started, the military paid for me to go to school. I started out enlisted Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And then they decided, hey, you know what, you've got potential, we'll send you to school. So I went the officer route, attended University of Texas for a while in Prairie A&M University. And then while on active duty with the 3rd Marine Division, I completed my master's degree in educational leadership. And then from there, when I got out of the military and I started teaching martial arts, I was still working with colleges, teaching self-defense, and just working with the student body. And that's when I was approached by A&M Commerce, and they said, Texas A&M Commerce, and they said, hey, why don't you enter into our doctoral program? We think you'd be a good candidate. I had no desire to go back to school, but, you know, I said, hey, you know what? I know martial arts has a profound effect on students and how well they do in school. So basically they said, okay, prove it. And I said, how do I do that? Become a doctoral student and do research. I said, oh, you got me. So I wound up, I enrolled, and I worked towards building a dissertation and research. And sure enough, the research panned out that, hey, those students who take martial arts graduate, are retained, and are employed at a much faster rate than those that don't upon graduating college. So that's when the state and that's when the nation started taking notice of the research.
That is super cool. When did you get into martial arts? Obviously these two worlds have melded for you amazingly. What got you started in kicking and punching?
Kicking and punching. I was a kid living in Cuba. My father was stationed there, and as a military brat, you know, it's kind of one thing to, get into it, you know, get into the scuffles with classmates and things of that nature because of football teams or I like one TV show or one sports team better than another. But it's totally different when it's, hey, American kid going to school with kids from Cuba, going to school with kids from Denmark, you know, and there's a little bit of a rivalry that goes on. My country's better than yours. So after getting into a few scuffles, my father's like, you got to stop fighting. You got to get this anger under control. I'm putting you into martial arts. So I started out in Shotokan karate and some kung fu. And then when we moved back to or came back home to the East Texas area, my father said, look, you're going to go to Texas, you and your mom and your brother, and you guys are going to stay there and you're going to graduate because you need to get to know your family. You've been traveling your entire life. And the only time you see your cousins is during the summer. So we moved back to East Texas. And then I literally drove, or my parents drove me, my mother drove me an hour each way to attend an ATA school in Longview, which was at the time Jack Yoder. And so the funny thing about it is Chief Master Sestere was there. Senior Master Sam from Junkton was there. Larry Spencer was there. So we were all students together. I just happened to be the youngest one. So they were more like my older brothers and kind of babysitting me at the time because my brother had already left to become an officer in the Navy. So that's how it kind of started. My mother being an educator, my father being in the military, and then me wind up teaching martial arts in the military.
That's super cool.
Kind of so, how the world
did mm-hmm. you, you had a martial arts background before entering the military. Did you find that was helpful when you enlisted?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I was blessed to go on the very first Korea trip that we had in 87. I was part of that. And, you know, everything that we've done and that we had did leading up to that to prepare for it, as well as my instructor, Mr. Yoder, he's still alive today, and I still visit with him. I still talk to him often. You know, he was tough. He was hard on us. You know, he did kickboxing as well. He put on a kickboxing event, and from that, I do amateur MMA events. I put them on. I produce amateur MMA events. So I was very well prepared as far as being mentally tough, as far as being in shape. I was well prepared, having played high school football, running track, and then just with the martial arts, it just all paid off.
That's awesome. Now, you've got an exciting thing coming with the ATA and with martial arts in school. Right, I'm going to push that off just a second and ask you this month in our podcast episodes, we're talking about goals, and obviously, you're involved in education. You know, leaders are people who are focused on a growth mindset of continuing to learn and continuing to be educated. How important is it, and what kind of tips would you give people to set some goals for their education?
Definitely. I would say, first of all, find out what the outcome is. What do you want out of life? You know, and understand that oftentimes when we talk about goals, that they need to be measurable. And so, therefore, I think oftentimes when we enter into education, we always look at that big goal of, I'm going to graduate. And many people go, okay, but what's going to take place between now and then? And so what I tell a lot of people is very similar to being in martial arts. Just show up. Show up for class. Be on time. Have your belt tied. Have all of your gear. You know, bring it with you, because you would be amazed that those things that we take for granted, you know, in high school, they don't take it for granted in college. You know, a lot of times the kid or the young person that does well in college is that person who paid attention, and they take those same skills that we use in the dojo and we apply them to higher ed. If my class starts at 9, I need to be there at 8:45. I need to make sure I have my Scantrons. I need to make sure I've done the reading, you know, a week before or two nights before. I need to make sure I've studied and I've reviewed. So when I go to class, I can understand everything that the professor's telling me. And then what I don't understand, he can fill in the gaps. And if I still understand, I can ask one or two questions, and I truly understand that lecture. And oftentimes, we see a lot of students in higher ed, they show up. Yes, they do have a blank slate, but the professor is expecting them to have already read. They're expecting them to take initiative and have that discipline. And I think that's where martial arts comes into play, and it truly benefits the student.
Yes, sir, for sure. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there in ATA Nation that are like me, and when I was in high school, I was teaching martial arts, and I was like, hey, this would be really cool to do as a career. There's still this push, though, to make sure, and rightfully so, that you have a good college education. You guys have something super cool, kind of tying martial arts as a career into getting your higher education. Can you give us a little overview of what you guys got?
Sure, definitely. So I, like you, same thing. I was teaching martial arts while I was in high school, and I said this would be a great career. And then as I got into higher ed, I said, man, why don't we give college credit for it? Mm-hmm. If a young person can leave high school and they can be a welder, or they can be a basic pipe fitter on certain things, or if they can be FFA and they can work with farm animals and be certified to do those things, why can't we do it? Because we start much earlier and much younger than a welder does.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so therefore I started looking at it. And once I decided to make the conversion to a trade and we use it as a trade, then that's where the success came from. And that's why it's called a AAS, our Associate of Applied Science degree. And what that means is it's a trade. So what we did was we said, we're going to take certain courses that we believe to be important to running a school. And this is the essential difference between any other program. I believe there's only one other college in the country that offers a degree in martial arts, but it's not a specific style of martial arts. It's kind of an overall.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we said, we want to offer the classes that are going to help school owners or club owners be extremely successful. And while doing it, we're going to go ahead and assign college credit to it. So we use what we call the Workforce Education Manual. Every state has one, pretty much, and Texas has one. So just like they've got one for welding and they've got one for fitness, there's also one for business management and marketing and other fields. So what we said was, we'll pull from the marketing field, we'll pull from the business management field, and we'll pull from the child development field. And we will create what we call certificates. Now, these certificates, the unique thing about this program, like welding, because it's workforce, there cannot be any prerequisites. So there's not an ACT or an SAT prerequisite. There's not a language proficiency prerequisite or a writing prerequisite, because the whole deal is to get you working in that industry. So what we did is that we decided to base it off of 2 years. And so to give you an example, for the first year, fall and spring, and then summer. So in the fall, you're going to take a marketing course. The principles of marketing is going to cover everything we would do as a school owner for marketing, whether you're marketing to new students, marketing to parents that are currently in your school, or marketing to your current students that are on the floor to get them ready to belt test or be part of a parents' night out or parade or go to a tournament.
Mm.
Then what we're going to have is we have what we call an FITT, or fitness course. That's going to be taught by headquarters. And what we're calling is the ATA Taekwondo Movement Basics or Foundation. Think about white, orange, and yellow belt. Now, granted, most people that come to this are going to already be black belt, so they'll already be a red collar. They will already have known Sangam 1, but Sangam 1, 2, and 3. But what we're going to look at is we're going to look at everything, how to break it down, how to construct it, go over the movements in detail. In addition to how to judge it, what you're looking for is a tournament, if you're a corner judge or a center judge. And so we want to put in all those elements. And then each semester, there's what we call a practicum. And with that practicum, that's where they're going to work for a particular school, could be your school if it's your student, for a minimum of 7 hours a week. And in this internship, it's a non-paid internship, but you're going to focus on what they are learning throughout the semester. So in that marketing course, the school owner will have a copy of the syllabus, and they'll say, okay, this is the book knowledge, and this is how we apply that book knowledge to our school.
Mm.
So at the end, let's say by the time the student has completed their first certificate, maybe they've worked for one school or possibly two, but they can actually go to someone and say, hey, you know what? I would love to get a job. I would love to apply for a position at your school, and here are my qualifications and here are my recommendations. All of a sudden, with the level one certificate, you being a school owner who's interviewing somebody, you automatically know they understand marketing. You automatically know they understand definitely how to do Sangam 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and NY 1, because they're going to cover that in the spring semester. So, you know, it gives the school owner confidence that they know what they're doing and who they're getting and what they're getting. And then in addition to that, they can also call and see who they did their internship with. And you can say, hey, did he show up regularly on time? How was his attitude? How was he dressed? And so, therefore, you have confidence in making that decision as a school owner if you want to hire someone or not.
Well, and on top of that, I mean, knowing that, you know, if I have a student who went to school maybe for business or for marketing, having them come in to the school and start working is great. But this sounds like these courses of business and marketing are tailored specifically to martial arts, which is much different than a general overview of marketing and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. So basically what we've done is, and so my whole 20 years down the road, and we say, how do we get this into a four-year institution? And we're already having some of those conversations. So it is a general basic marketing course. Mm-hmm. It is that. It's a marketing course. But when they get to the practicum, which is mandatory, which is every semester, that instructor, that school owner who's going to be running that practicum says, okay, guys, you guys are going over the basic levels of marketing, and here's how we apply what you did in class to Mother's Day.
Yeah, they're going to have that.
Here's how
that boots on the ground experience with a knowledgeable school owner, where they've taken that basic knowledge and fit it right into the practical knowledge of using it at their local martial arts school or wherever they're doing that that practicum. That's super cool.
Exactly. And so the course is going to get better over time, the marketing course, because these students are going to go back and remember, because it's all happening in the same semester at the same time while they're doing the practicum. So they'll be asking questions of the professors. Hey, we're doing this. How does that play into the principles of marketing? How does that play into this particular strategy? And so now, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, this marketing course will be actually tailor-made for ATA martial arts schools. So the course will forever evolve and get better.
That's awesome. Now, so let's say I have somebody interested in this program. Do they have to come to Texas and do the course there? Is this online? What are the details there?
So it is completely online. And the unique thing about it is because you can either choose to get just the certificate or you can apply and go for the associate's degree. If you choose to use the associate's degree, then what it opens you up for is you can use the Pell Grant. You can use student loans, which you probably won't need because the cost of a community college is so much cheaper than a four-year institution. Mm-hmm. Or if you are the dependent of a veteran or a veteran yourself, the VA will pay for it. So you'll do everything online with the exception of the practicum. So in the fall, you'll have a practicum. In the spring, you'll have a practicum. And then in the summer, there'll be what we call a co-op. And that's where they're going to actually work for a week with headquarters. So in addition to working with the school during the summer, they're going to turn around and they're going to work for headquarters for about a week while they get ready for the World Expo, and that will be at the Expo site. So we're trying to work out some details with ATA headquarters on how we're going to be able to house or what the financial cost might look like for a student to be able to do that.
Wow. I mean, I just think how cool that I could have an associate's degree and work on what I love to do anyways, you know, the marketing and the business running, get to do all the Taekwondo stuff. What an awesome opportunity for, you know, high school students getting ready to go off to college and now even adults that want to go back to school. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. When are you starting the first group of students?
We're going to start our first cohort in the fall of 2022. And the other thing is, you know, you mentioned high school students that are graduating and adults. Don't forget, we're also going to be looking at early college. So early college, you're 16-year-olds. So by the time they're 18, you've got them ready, you know, because in that second semester, they're going to learn office management. And that office management is how to run that front desk, you know, how to process a new student, how to collect the payment. What are the paper? What paperwork do you need to maintain for filing taxes and things of that nature? So a lot of the issues that the school owner has to deal with that are tedious, you're still going to oversee it. You're still going to check it. But you've got somebody there who's been trained, and you've probably trained them. And once they complete that first level one, they're good to go. In addition to when they complete the first year, that summer, they've already worked and they're familiar with people at headquarters. So if you need to put them on the phone, right, and you got to wait for headquarters to respond, you go, hey, get on the phone, call Mr. Master Haynes, and I need you to ask him this question. Or, you know, Mr. Hero, and you can go ahead and ask him this question. And then they're familiar with what questions to ask and what information to glean from that conversation, because they've already had an internship with headquarters.
Wow.
So it's not some strange, nebulous thing that they've always heard of, but they only see at world championships.
Man, I don't know why, if somebody was looking at becoming a school owner someday, or even just working for school, why they wouldn't jump on this opportunity. It sounds like a lot of fun, first of all, which is not what I think of personally for most college education routes, personally. But, you know, get to do my martial arts, get to learn these great things, work with headquarters, work with my local school. That is amazing. If someone wants more information about this program, you know, they're looking right now at the end of their senior year or like you said, early college, where would they go? Who should they reach out to for more information?
Sure. So have them call me directly for right now. And so my direct line here at Lee College is 281-425-6849. And then Master Don May in Texas, he's out in Azle, Texas. He has a principalship certification as well as a superintendent certification. And so my goal, my dream is to have this in basically every high school, every junior high.
Oh man.
And then eventually what you're looking at is you're going to be looking at like the University of Texas versus the University of Arkansas in combat sparring. It won't be regulated by NCAA or NJCAA because you get a degree in this program.
Mm.
So therefore,
cool.
You know, it falls to the ATA.
Yeah.
You know, so it can be run as a club sport.
What?
But I just think it's neat.
Oh, it's amazing. What, let's say someone's looking at early college. How does someone get involved, you know, When I was
with
in
that,
school,
sure.
It's a little, you know, you had to wait basically till you were graduated before you could do that. Now people are starting so early.
Right. So here's how early college generally works if you're attending two institutions. So there might be a partnership or an agreement if there are enough students. Let's say we're down here southeast of Houston in Baytown. So if someone's outside of our area, we'll just say someone maybe in Little Rock or make it easy, we'll say Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, you know what? I really want to do this program and my kid wants to be in early college. Well, one, they would have to see what their high school says, if it's acceptable. The other thing is, you know, we have what I'm referring to as general education courses that round out the associate's degree. So oftentimes what they could say is, okay, you're going to be enrolled in two colleges at the same time. You'll take your general education courses, like your finite math or your college level math course, your EDUC course, your humanities, core elective, English, fine arts, psychology, kines, speech, biology, and another kines course. You'll take all of that where you are at the community college closest to you because it's cheaper. And then what you're going to do is for your level one, you'll have a total of 16 hours. And then for your level two, you'll have a total, or your advanced level one, you'll have a total of 16 hours. And those courses, you will take the certificate courses specifically from Lee College. You'll enroll at Lee College. So it's not uncommon for students to be enrolled in two colleges at the same time.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, nowadays, especially with as much early college that people are doing, it seems like that's a pretty regular thing.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well,
and so basically you'll grow your own student and you'll be ready, and they should be ready for you. You know, if they come in early, they should be ready by the time they're 18, or at least the end of the summer, you know, that summer after they graduate. So
that is amazing. Super cool. Well, Senior Master Hill, I think this program, I saw it at Nationals, and I was like, this is super awesome. I know I wanted to get you on. I would love in the future, maybe when we start having the first cohort of people go through, maybe getting somebody on to interview and talk about the program. ATA Nation, if you are interested in this, make sure you reach out to Dr. Hill so you can get enrolled, get part of that first cohort, because I think it's going to be super awesome.
Definitely. Let me go ahead and give my email as well. So my email is D as in Delta, H as in Hotel, I as in India, L as in Lima again, at Lee, L-E-E dot E-D-U. So dhill at lee dot E-D-U. And they can email me, and I'll make sure we get back in touch with them. But the two things I will ask them to do is, one, make sure they fill out their FAFSA. Get that done. So, and then, you know, if they think this is a program they want, make sure they select Lee College in Baytown, Texas as one of the colleges that they're going to be interested in attending. And we'll be able to work it from there.
That's awesome, sir. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for all that you're doing for ATA Nation. It sounds like this is going to be a huge step forward for our organization and for our school owners and students in the future. So thank you very much.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you for all that you do.
We want to thank Senior Master Hill again for his time and all the work that he's doing to help get this program going. He gave his contact information in the interview. Definitely reach out to him if this is something that you are interested in. I think it's just an amazing opportunity. I know there are so many students that were like me and started to go to college and were like, hey, I just really want to do this teaching, this school owner thing. And not always does the traditional college education path get you the best information and fit right in. So it sounds like this is going to be great. I love the option of early college, so you can be in high school and still be doing this, which is super cool as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up today's episode. We've gone a little long because this was such a cool topic. Next week, we're going to continue to talk about goal setting. I've got some great tips for you from an amazing book, Atomic Habits, that I want you to check out. And I've got a couple of more audio clips from great ATA Nation members. If you want to send us an audio clip of your big goal, what is your big goal for 2022? We would love to hear that. Send that clip over to 260-250-3975, and we'd love to play it on the show next week. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Man, I'm just so jealous of people who are going to get to do this program. I mean, I could still enroll. I'm not going to lie. Man, to be like a 16, 17, 18 year old kid and be able to take this program and just be set up so well, for the future of, instructing and, owning a martial arts school just sounds awesome. I'm excited to see what comes from this program. So, if you are interested in ATA, and you don't have to be a kid to do this, you know, this, you know, for sure, you decide that you want a second career, third career, you know, time to go back to school. Anyways, I think it's so cool. We'll talk to you guys next week. Make sure you send me that text audio clip of your big goal. Take care, guys.